This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haiti's government on Tuesday announced a hike in fuel prices after years of costly subsidies as part of a plan to improve government finances, an unpopular measure that has in the past triggered violent street protests. The government of Prime Minister Ariel Henry says the price of gasoline at the pump will rise 20%, while diesel prices will nearly double when the new policy begins Friday. That is the result of the elimination of fuel subsidies, which Henry said cost Haiti's government the equivalent of $300 million in 2020. The measure would also double the price of kerosene, which is used in lamps in poor homes and in remote rural areas. A 2018 plan to reduce fuel subsidies as part of a deal between former President Jovenel Moïse and the International Monetary Fund triggered violent demonstrations as protesters barricaded roads, looted stores, and set cars ablaze. Moïse was assassinated in July. Australia will not send officials to the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Wednesday, joining a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the event. Canberra's decision comes amid, quote, disagreement with China over a number of issues, including Australia's foreign interference laws and a recent decision to acquire nuclear-powered submarines, Morrison said. The decision stopped short of preventing athletes from attending and comes a day after the United States announced its diplomatic boycott. The U.S. decision was taken over what Washington termed China's genocide of the Uyghur minority and other human rights abuses. Find more on our website, voanews.com.